Using Windows Help. Most Windows programs include some form of documentation that you can easily access to get help. Windowize is no exception. In this section, we will introduce you to how to use these help files by exploring the Windowize manual. First, let's begin by opening the Windowize control panel. This, of course, is done with control backslash.
Settings e-screen closed 1 of 7 preview depth 1.
Next, let's press Alt-H to open the help menu.
Documentation deep pull down.
Press enter on documentation.
Manual M.
And then we will press enter on the manual.
Menu closed. Windowize 7.5 beginner manual. Introduction 1 of 5 preview depth 2.
Now there are actually two versions of the Windowize manual. And the one you see depends on whether or not you are showing advanced options in the Windowize control panel. If Windowize is not showing advanced options, which is the default, you will see the basic manual, which contains the most important information that you need to use Windowize. If advanced options is showing, then you will see the advanced manual, which explains all of the extra options in the control panel, plus a few other topics that beginning users may not care about. The advanced manual is essentially exactly the same as the basic manual, it just has more information in it. Also note that if you press F1 while focus is on one of the settings category nodes, the manual will automatically open to that section. All right, we are in the Windowize manual, and the first item that we landed on is a tree view, and this tree contains all of the possible topics that are available in the manual. Let's go ahead and press the home key to go to the very top.
Getting started, expanded 1 of 7, 5 items, depth 1.
And introduction was actually the first item that we saw, but let's go ahead and press the left arrow to close this.
Getting started, closed 1 of 7.
So we see that there are 7 main sections of the manual. Let's just down arrow and see what we have. We have getting started, of course, because that was up at the top. Next is
installing Windowize, closed 2 of 7.
Installing Windowize.
Windowize features, closed 3 of 7.
Features.
The Windowize control panel, closed 4 of 7.
The control panel.
Hotkey reference, closed 5 of 7. End user license agreement, 6 of 7. Contact information, 7 of 7.
So these are the main categories in the manual. Just like with any tree view, you can press the right arrow to expand one of the categories and see what other options are inside. Let's up arrow until we get to Windowize features.
End user license. Hotkey rep. The Windowize features closed 3 of 7.
And let's right arrow.
Windowize features expanded 3 of 7, 10 items.
And there are 10 items here. Let's press the down arrow and find one to read.
Setting up the voices, closed 1 of 10, depth 2.
Notice that this item is closed. That means there are additional subtopics about setting up the voices inside. We can either go to one of the individual topics, or we can start reading from here. To do that, I'm going to press the Enter key.
Setting up the voices, expanded 1 of 10, 3 items.
And that automatically expanded this node. If I were to press Enter again,
setting up the voices, closed 1 of 10.
That closes it. So let's press Enter one more time.
Setting up the voices, expanded 1 of 10, 3 items.
So now that we've selected a topic to read, we can press F6 to move from here over to the reading pane.
Four headings. Setting up the voices, Windowize speaks with 3 different voices. These are the screen, keyboard, and mouse voices. The screen voice is heard whenever activity occurs on the screen. For example, a dialog box opens, your cursor...
Okay, I just pressed the control key to silence that. But we are now in a browse mode buffer. If you recall the section dealing with the internet and browse mode, all of the keys discussed there will work here. We can use the up and down arrows.
Top. Heading 2. Setting up the voices. Windowize speaks with 3 different voices.
We can do Control-Shift-R for read to end.
Windowize speaks with 3 different voices. These are the screen, keyboard, and mouse voices. The screen voice is heard whenever activity occurs on the screen. For example, a dialog...
And so on. So this is all you really need to know to get started reading the manual. But there are other features in the Windows Help System that we're going to explore really quickly. So let's press F6 to go back to the table of contents.
Setting up the voices, expanded 1 of 10, 3 items, depth 2.
And for the sake of practice, let's find one other topic to look at. I'm going to press the left arrow to close this.
Setting up the voices, closed 1 of 10.
And let's down arrow a few times.
Windowize hotkeys, closed 2 of 10.
Let's see what we have for some Windowize hotkeys. Right arrow.
Windowize hotkeys expanded 2 of 10, 9 items. Reading information around the cursor 1 of 9, depth 3. Reading parts of a window 2 of 9. The bypass hotkey 3 of 9. Accessing the system tray 4 of 9.
That sounds interesting. Let's press enter to select that topic.
Accessing the system tray 4 of 9.
And then F6 to start reading it.
10 headings. Accessing the system tray windows has an area on the right side of the taskbar known as the system tray, which is also known as the notification area. This is used by applications such as the volume control, your wireless networking card, and any other programs or utilities that display notifications to you in real time. Unlike typical programs, these are not accessible from the taskbar or the alt tab list. You can tap to the system tray from the taskbar or press Windows B to get there, and use your left and right arrows to move through its contents. The WindowEyes system tray hotkey, which is insert S by default, provides an alternative method to access the system tray. When you press this hotkey, WindowEyes will say scanning system tray.
Okay, I just pressed the control key to silence that again. Let's press F6 to go back to the table of contents.
Accessing the system tray 4 of 9 depth 3.
Now let's press control tab to go to the next part of the Windows Help System, which is the index.
Type in the keyword to find W edit box.
The first thing we land in is an edit box where we can type in a topic to look for. If we tab once, we will land in a list view that displays all of the topics in the manual.
8.braille list view.
And we can down arrow through here. The first option is 8.braille.
About WindowEyes.
About WindowEyes.
Activate backup synthesizer. Add button. App management. App status. Applications list view.
It's actually saying A equals, but since I don't have punctuation turned on, you're not hearing the equal sign there.
Apps. Apps list view.
And so on. I'm going to shift tab back to that edit box.
Type in the keyword to find W apps list view edit box.
I'm going to press the delete key here to clear this.
Space.
And let's say I'm interested in any topics dealing with Outlook. I will just type Outlook.
O-U-T-L-O-O-K.
Okay, I pressed enter. And now when we tab,
Outlook list view.
We've now moved down to the section of the index that deals with Outlook.
Outlook Express.
There's the second item.
P App Manager.
And now we're into the P's. So there are two options dealing with Outlook. Just as before, we could press enter on one of these, and then press F6 to start reading. Let's up arrow.
Outlook Express.
How about Outlook Express?
Outlook Express.
And then F6.
Seven headings. Outlook Express. Once you have focus in the attachment list by pressing Alt-7 twice, you can select an attachment and press enter to open it, or you can press Shift-F10 to bring up a context menu of additional options including...
Okay, that probably won't make a lot of sense in this particular context, because we're talking about Outlook Express hotkeys. So let's press F6 to go back to the index.
Type in the keyword to find W Outlook Express edit box.
Notice that the keyword to look for edit box has been updated with the selection in the index itself. Now let's control tab one last time to go to the search part of the Windows Help System, which is arguably the most powerful component.
Type in the keyword to find W edit box.
Unlike the index, the search capability will let you enter a term to search for, and Windows will scan the entire manual for any matching results. So, just as before, let's type Outlook and see what happens.
O-U-T-L-O-O-K.
Press enter.
Type in the keyword to find W Outlook edit box.
Unlike the index, the search results are actually two tab stops away, so we have to press the tab key twice to get there.
List topic cell button. Select topic to display TNO selected item list view.
And by default, no search results are selected. But I can press the down arrow to actually select the first item.
Hotkey reference 1 of 4.
Okay, so we have four search results. The first one is the hotkey reference, which makes sense because we do list Outlook hotkeys in the reference. Down arrow.
Laptop layout 3 of 4. Working with Microsoft Outlook and Outlook Express 4 of 4.
There was an additional keyboard layout that was present when this section was recorded, but it has since been removed for the final version of WindowEyes 7.5.
And just as before, we can press enter on one of these results, followed by F6 to start reading it.
Seven headings. Working with Microsoft Outlook and Outlook Express 4 of 4.
Now, even though WindowEyes didn't say anything when we landed in the reading pane, we can verify that we are there just by using our arrow keys.
Working with Microsoft Outlook and Outlook Express. Microsoft Outlook is a comprehensive personal information manager which provides access to email, calendar, address books, and much more. The WindowEyes Outlook calendar support gives you complete access to all your calendar needs.
And you can read more about this topic if you're interested in learning about the Outlook calendar.
So before we close this help document, I want to just quickly summarize the hotkeys you can use. So again, F6 will move you between the navigation and content panes. Alt period will move you to the next page in a section, or if you're at the end of one section, it will move you to the beginning of the next section. Alt comma will move you to the previous page in a section, or if you're at the beginning of a section, it will move you to the last page of the section that comes before it. Alt-C will move you to the Table of Contents pane in Windows Help. So you don't have to Control-Tab or Control-Shift-Tab to get there, you can just press Alt-C. This, of course, assumes that a table of contents is available, which in most cases it is. Alt-N will take you to the Index tab of a help system, again, assuming one exists. Alt-S will take us to the Search tab, which we are in right now.
And that's all there is to it. We can press Alt-F4 to close this.
Screen closed, 1 of 7, preview, depth 1.
The skills you just learned will apply to almost every Windows program you will encounter, not just the WindowEyes manual. As you can see, it's very easy to get to the manual and very quickly find the information that you want to look at. Now that you know how to use Windows Help, let's move on to the next section.